Today FM Breakfast, fueled daily by Woolworths. The fresh food people, you'll find fresh ideas and great value on seasonal Aussie produce.
You're feeling good. You're feeling right.
Jules, Merrick and Sophie. Today FM Breakfast.
I'm here to wake you up.
Oh, wake up in the morning. In fact, it's that time of the morning where you get to clear your throat.
Good morning, everyone.
Oh. Morning, I don't need to.
Hey, Merrick, why don't you have headphones on?
Okay. Good morning, everybody.
Can you hear anything you said? Hey?
You haven't got your headphones on.
I haven't
on.
Plugged my headphones in. It was a bit late coming in the studio this morning.
Oh, Mezzy. Hey, huge morning this morning. After 7, your chance to see Miley Cyrus live in Sydney. Big cash quickies back at 8 with $1,000 up for grabs, plus TI is dropping by after 8. But there's someone that I want you to meet. I'm bringing him in. He is a priest who is absolutely dead against homosexuality.
Oh, my God, I'm going to burn.
Thinks it's a sin. Have you kissed a girl?
No, I just know. I've done a lot of things that are sinning.
Yeah, you're probably quite... No,
I'm
you
burning.
Haven't.
That's what it's going to be like.
No, you won't sin. He's not in here to...
Judge.
To judge, except for homosexuals. So if you are homosexual, have a listen to him. You'll probably get fired up. And for everyone like us who is pro same-sex marriage, it could be quite heated.
Yeah.
So stick around for that.
Today FM Breakfast, podcasting now. Today FM Breakfast, podcasting now.
Well, David Auld is a conservative Anglican minister, father of three. You might have seen him last night on SBS's new TV show, Living with the Enemy. The whole idea of the TV series that each episode shows two people who are opposed to each other living in each other's homes for 5 days. David is against gay marriage, and he spent time with a gay couple, Gregory and Michael, and it got pretty heated.
Do not have sexual relations with a man as one does with a woman. That is detestable. The message of the Bible, the message of Jesus, is that it's wrong.
I think this is crap.
Okay.
Pissed off.
I don't want you to do this if it's upsetting you.
Whole thing's upsetting me.
Okay.
The whole homosexuality is a sin. 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 There is no sin because there is no God. Churches are evil.
And David joins us now. Welcome to the show, David.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having
Welcome
me.
Welcome,
Dave. And can I ask you, do you have that opinion on being gay? Because I know you do believe that you can pray the gay away out of people.
No. I think the whole pray the gay away thing has been really vastly overstated. And conservatives like me in the Christian church, we're learning a lot about that stuff as well. I have a twin brother.
Yep.
Who used to be homosexual, exclusively homosexual in his attractions. And he found that for him, the great thing was finding that he just needed to be satisfied in who he was. And if God was going to change him, God was going to change him. If he was going to remain homosexual in attraction, he was just going to try and be celibate.
Why are you against gay marriage?
Look, I'm not actually against gay marriage so much. I'm against the redefinition of marriage without any real rational, sustained, well thought through debate and reasoning for it.
Right.
So what I'm actually saying is we want to redefine marriage, make it something else, and nobody has said, here's what the new definition of marriage is, and more importantly, here's why.
Can we ask you about the show, David?
Yeah.
How do you're living in a house with two homosexual men who are in a loving relationship.
Yep.
How do you feel in their environment?
Look, do you know what? I was actually fairly relaxed. When you're a guy like me, you get used to having people around you who don't agree with you. And so it kind of, you know, whatever. I was quite interested to see their wedding, how it happened. The only really bit that was actually weird for me was the three of us were in this beautiful little holiday house on their wedding night. And the only thing I said to the guys is, look, I say to them, I'm sure I'm not going to hear anything, but do you really want me in the house?
No.
That's the only thing.
No.
Oh, well, my wedding night, I've said, look, the film is great, but just put them up and I'll pay for the Ritz. Just,
what were you wearing at the time? A leather G-string?
What were they wearing?
Just one final question. You've got three beautiful kids.
Yeah.
If one of them was to grow up and find themselves homosexual, what would be your support there?
Number one, what any parent has to say to their kid in this situation. Do you know what? I love you.
Yeah.
I love you, and I'm so pleased that you felt safe enough to tell me this. That's remarkable. And that's going to be the foundation. If you want to talk about it, let's talk about it. You know where I'm at on this, but you've had a lifetime of love from me, so don't measure my love for you on what I think about your behaviour, and that's really important. And then you do what you work it out.
You've gone to one gay wedding. Would you go to theirs?
Do you know what? That's a really, really interesting question. And I've actually thought about it. And I honestly say, I'm not sure. I'm actually not sure. It grieves me to say that. Our parents going to weddings are a huge endorsement of what it is. And so I think I would need to think that one through. And I think it's more important that guys like me say that and talk about it honestly and engage with these issues and say, let's talk about these things, than just go, nah, it's evil, it's whatever. That's just not the way forward, is it? We want to have a good conversation about these difficult things.
Just really quickly, what was more uncomfortable, you being in their home or them being in yours?
I felt really comfortable in their home. I mean, there were a couple of weird things, but that's okay.
There's a couple of the pictures on the wall above his bed. There were three naked pictures of Gregory and Michael.
Some of bits of Michael's body that I don't even have Gregory to see.
Well, Living with the Enemy continues next Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. on SBS One. Thanks so much for your time, David.
Thanks, guys. Thank Great to be here.
Thanks, David.
It's fascinating chat, and it certainly kept all of us compelled.
Yeah.
Today FM Breakfast.
Today FM Breakfast podcast. Now.